The night before watching the movie Backrooms, I found myself trapped in one of those dreams where I never reached my destination, whatever that was. That dream turned into perfect preparation for Backrooms by making the story feel recognizably realistic. No matter that all the sets look like distorted variations of a Salvador Dali painting, or that characters individually go from aloof to histrionic, or that no one seems to win. Those conundrums make sense in dreams or alternative universes or gamer situations where players keep going in their own loopy worlds. Which does Backrooms play to? Ask its creator and director. Kane Parsons, who put together the initial Backrooms online media sensation, transforms his visual concepts into a feature film that emphasizes the process more than the solution in a script he wrote with Will Sudeck. Parsons started his project as so-called creepypasta, internet-based horror content in bits and pieces. In Parsons' case, the creepiness comes with a maze-like series of rooms where people experience a familiar loop from the outside world as they try to get out. The feature film format enhances atmosphere by bringing in a top-notch cast headed by Oscar nominees Chiwetel Ejiofor of 12 Years a Slave and Renate Renzva from Sentimental Values. Their skills elevate the mood. She as a counselor trying to help him change and let go of grudges negatively impacting his everyday life. The duo's accidental journey into some other dimension puts a different spin on events, a loop that may never provide any full answers, but offers enough tantalizing bits to encourage another ride to perhaps find out. In that sense, Backrooms feels like a bad dream, a well-made one. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollabird.